For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer this morning as we come around the Word of God. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for your precious Word, which is light to us. And Lord, we ask that this morning you speak to our hearts, that we may know more of you, more of your way, more of your truth. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But we're looking this morning at the children of light, avoid deception. We're looking at the second part of that. We went through how the world is not a neutral place, and in fact the god of this world, Satan, has deceived the whole world. Let's have a look at that in Revelation 12 verse 9. Revelation 12 verse 9, we see that the world is a place. And we've got to be very clear about this, because obviously compromise with the world is expressly forbidden in the scriptures. But the world is a place that we are in but not of. And that's something we have to be very aware of. Looking at Revelation 12 verse 9, it says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." So notice it says Satan deceiveth the whole world. The whole world lies in deception, and we need to understand that that deception is a very real thing. The Bible tells us, and we won't turn to it, but we looked at it last time, in 1 John 4 verse 1, many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, if that was true in John's day, it's clearly true today, that there are many false prophets out in the world, and they are using various means of communication. Now, clearly, false prophets are people that are communicating words that are contrary to the Word of God. And that word is going to come forth, and it might not even sound religious, but it's going to come forth as seemingly quite innocent even, and seemingly as though it's a word that is right and good for the hearer to listen to. But the Bible talks about, for example, itching ears. It talks about people not hearing the Word of God and falling into the deception. And if you're not a person of the Word of God, if you're not a person that takes the Word as truth, and Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy Word is truth." If you're not a person that takes the Word as truth, then deception can come into your life quite easily. And let's have a look at an example of that. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Well, first of all, look at 2 Corinthians 2:11, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 11, which goes through an example. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11 makes it very clear to us that in the world there are operations happening that we need to be aware of, and that we need to be on our guard. The Bible says, "Keep your heart with all diligence." We need to be on guard, and we need to be understanding that the world is not loving Christians, not loving the Lord, not loving the truth, but in fact has an agenda to stop the Word of God, because, as the Scripture says, the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." So Satan can get an advantage of people, and he does that through deception. He works in the soulish realm. He works through getting various ideas into people's hearts and minds. And if you don't have the Word of God as your foundation of truth, then that deception can be quite easily come into people's lives. And that's what we see in the world, obviously, because we read that Satan deceiveth the whole world. The whole world is around that area of darkness, around those areas of not believing the Lord. And that's why the Bible says in Romans 12 verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to have a changed way of thinking, changed from thinking the old ways, from thinking the world's ways, to thinking the ways of truth, the ways of the Word of God, the ways of the Lord. It's very important for us. And also go across to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll start from verse 13. We'll go to verse 15. 2 Corinthians 11. Looking at verse 13. And it says about various false things that can come into the church even. It says here in verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So we see that even in Paul's time there were false apostles. You can imagine how many there would be now in the church. And of course the Laodicean prophecy in Revelation 3 talks about the spewing out of the body that which is offensive to God. And so we know that the false, that is as we got here, deceitful workers, are transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. So they seem to be nice and good and wanting to do the right things and showing love and so on. They'll say all types of things, but you'll find that their agenda, if you match it up with the Word, what does the Word say? What does the Scripture say? This is what Jesus pointed to as the standard. He said, what saith the Scripture? Okay, and he used the sword of the Spirit when he was tempted in the wilderness. He says, it is written. So Jesus used the Word of God continually. He was the greatest preacher this planet has ever seen. The Bible says that he preached and he taught as well, of course, as healing and so on. But he did the works of God. And the primary work that he came to do was that preaching and teaching on the earth, and of course to reveal the will of God. And then he died for mankind, because that's what came out of God's will, that he was to be the sacrifice, that he was to be the Messiah that had been sent for mankind. And of course he went on doing the will of God right through his life, death, burial and resurrection. Glory to God. Now notice what it says here in verse 14, and no marvel. So we shouldn't be surprised about this type of thing happening in today in the churches and in the society round about us. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The only way we can have proper discernment is through the Word of God. And we'll see that in a minute in another scripture. Verse 15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So obviously, if he's transforming himself into an angel of light and so on, what's he doing? He's trying to deceive, isn't he? He's trying to bring forth false things or false ideas so that it makes it more palatable for people to accept. See, Satan doesn't come And the world doesn't come and say, oh, this is all bad for you, and I'm a deceiver, and I'm a liar. And so he doesn't come like that, does he? He comes as this apostle of Christ, as this lovely angel of light, as this wonderful thing. But we have to be, as I said, people of the word, discerning what is the truth according to the scripture. And that's the way we can be people that walk in the light, because God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, the word says in Psalm 119. Let's have a look also at John 8 verse 12. John 8 verse 12. Because it's very important for us to see what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. John 8 verse 12 shows that as he has come into our lives, he is the light of life, the light of our life, praise the Lord. And John 8 verse 12 says this, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And this is important for us to understand, that first, Jesus is the light of the world. He's the truth. He's the one that lights up the world, dispels the darkness. And notice it says there, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." That's a promise. And it's also a commandment that you're not to walk in darkness, because you're following the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you follow the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. How do you follow him? Well, you've got to be a person of the Word of God, don't you? You've got to be a person that continues in the Word of God. In fact, if you go across to verse 31 and 32, you can see how we are to follow Christ. Verse 31 says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word," that's how you follow Christ, continue in his word, "if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So you can see how you can be free of walking in darkness, knowing the truth, knowing the ways of God, knowing the will of God. Knowing the truth means knowing the word, continuing in the word of God. That's how you can walk in the light of life, how you can have the light of life and not walk in darkness, by knowing the truth of God, continuing in the word of God. Have a look at Ephesians 5, 8 to 11. You see, if we're children of light, we're not only going to be people that aren't being deceived, but we're also not going to be partaking of the deception and trying to deceive others either. We're going to be people that continually want God's word, God's light in our life. We're not going to be wanting to be partakers of darkness or deception in any way, shape or form. And this is important for us to understand. Very important. Ephesians 5, starting from verse 8, we'll go to verse 11. It says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Now notice, walk as children of light is what? A commandment, isn't it? We were darkness, but now we're light. So God is calling us light. And we are epistles or letters that are read of men. People read us, they look at us, they see what we do, what we say. They should see a reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we're, as the scripture tells us, to be conformed to the image of Christ. They should be seeing that. But if they're seeing conformity to the world, well, they're of the world already if they're outside of Christ. And so if they see us conforming to the world, They think, well, what difference are you from the darkness? No, no. We must be people that walk as children of light. Verse 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. So we can see that we're not to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We're not to be dabbling or compromising or agreeing with what the world might say or what might appear to be nice but is in contradiction to the Word of God. What might appear to be truthful but is in contradiction to the Word of God. Because, as I said before, the way the devil packages it is not screaming out, I'm lying, I'm telling you a deception. It's trying to package it up as the truth. It's trying to package it up as something of the light. But we're not of that. We're not of the darkness. And we should be able to recognize what the truth really is. You know, the Bible says, and we won't turn to it, but in Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. So we need to have the Word of God coming into our heart, into our inner man on a constant basis, so that we are people that are walking in the truth. Walking in the truth, as 3 John tells us. We're walking in the light. We're not walking in darkness, but we're going forward and walking in the light. Let's have a look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This chapter, the whole chapter, is a prophetic chapter. We'll just concentrate on one part of it. We'll look at verse 1 first of all, just to see what type of days are we living in now. And you can read what has come into the churches, because it talks about that. But we see in 2 Timothy 3 verse 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Then it goes through all types of things about that. And when we come down to verse 11, we'll go from verse 11 onwards here down to the end of the chapter. It says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Now that's an important thing to understand. Persecutions from the world, orchestrated by the devils, obviously as men and women are used against the church. We looked at the fact of those false apostles. They can cause persecutions of the truth. Notice what he says there, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Well, how does he know anything about deliverance except through the Word of God? How does he know anything about salvation? And remember, salvation is more than just, I'm going to heaven one day. But salvation encompasses things like deliverance, healing, prosperity, strength, and so on. So we know that he must have been partaking of the salvation that is in the Lord Jesus Christ for deliverance. And that's why he says, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Well, we are undergoing, and right across the globe, it's such ideological persecution that is continually hammering against the church and what the Bible says at the moment. There must be a deliverance out of all of that. Verse 12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." It's a promise and it's a truth. Okay, and there is a reward attached to that if ye can stand in faith. And the Bible says, having done all to stand, stand. But let's understand that if we're going to live godly, and that means live as a child of light, walking in the light, if you're going to live godly, that of course means you're not going to be partaking of deception, but you're going to avoid it. If you're going to live godly, there's going to be that pressure that the world will try to bring against you and will target you to get you off of that godly way of living, to get you out of the light and into a dark place or into a compromised place. Can you see that? Verse 13 says, "But evil men and seducers," well, that's obviously people that are trying to deceive, "evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." So they're reaping what they're sowing, deceiving and being deceived. We shouldn't be surprised about that. We shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a surprise for us that this is happening. And as the scripture says, more and more shall wax worse and worse. But what's the solution to all of that? What's the solution for children of light? Well, the solution comes in the next few verses. "But continue thou," isn't that what Jesus said? Continue in the word. Okay, continue in my word. That's what he said, "You'll be my disciples." "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." So this is how Paul knew about deliverance, so that he could be delivered out of afflictions and persecutions. How did he know that? Because he knew the Scriptures. Verse 15 talks about, if you know the Holy Scriptures, it's able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Okay, so obviously if you know the Scriptures, if you're getting into the Scriptures, you're already saved from going to hell. But salvation is more than just saved from going to hell. Salvation is for the whole man and for the whole of your life, and includes things like deliverance. And you need to be, in this time now, wise unto salvation. You need to be a person that is able to endure the persecution and able to stand by faith, and you know the Scriptures, and you're not going to go down or into the darkness or into the depression or into whatever traps the devil might want you to go into. You're going to have that deliverance. You'll know what to say by faith. You'll know how to act by faith. You'll know how to stand by faith. You'll know the truth. And the truth, as Jesus said, as we read before, the truth that you know shall make you free. And that's important for us to understand. Very important. And that's why he's saying here, and I'll read verse 15 again, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Okay, so that's what God wants us to do on the earth. Not to be sidetracked into deception and darkness, but to be doing the good works that the Father wants us to do. And to be able to do that, you've got to be a person of the Word. You've got to be a person that is concentrating on the Word of God, glorifying the Word in your life. Thy servant loveth it. That's what the Bible talks about. You love the Word of God. It's the truth. And you're taking hold of it. And you're going forward in it as a child of light, walking in the light, not in the darkness. Very important for us to understand that, because we don't want to be partakers of what the world is doing, that is, and trapped into what the world is doing. We should not be people of despair. We should be people of hope, and people of the truth, people of light, see that there is a great future of victory and triumph. In fact, the Bible says that God always causes us to triumph in Christ. So that's the type of people we should be, people of truth and triumph and victory that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a look at Galatians 6, verses 6 to 10. So the Bible gives us an instruction here in Galatians 6. And we've said it before. And the instruction is not to be deceived. Not to be deceived about what you're doing now and what you're sowing and how you're doing things and what you're saying and your actions and where you're sowing and why you're doing things and so on. So Galatians 6, 6 to 10, let's read that. It says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Okay, so communication is not just a one-way thing. All right? So if you're taught in the word of God, you should be supporting that. And that's important for us to see. Verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So you can see that if you are getting into the deception and buy into the things that are contrary to the word of God, now Jesus said, what saith the scripture? But if you buy into the things that are contrary, you can get into that deception. That's why he says, be not deceived. And you can be sowing all types of wrong things into your life. So, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them which are of the household of faith. So let us not be weary in well-doing. Now, as I said, there's the pressures of the world for us to compromise, for the pressures of the world to deceive us, to try to get us to buy into things that are not right. But we can be people that are not weary in well-doing. We continue in the Word, as I said before, that and have knowledge of the Holy Scriptures that's able to make us wise unto salvation. So we understand the salvation that's been purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not people that are easily deceived at all. Okay? In fact, children of light, avoid deception and are walking in the light, not in the darkness. Because the wicked know not at what they stumble. The way of the wicked is as darkness, the Bible says. They know not at what they stumble. Let's have a look at a couple more scriptures, because it's important for us to take hold of this. Very, very important. Let's look at Galatians 1, 3 to 5. Galatians 1. 3 to 5. Now notice what it says about this world. Galatians 1, starting from verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we should see ourselves as delivered from this present evil world. Delivered. It caused this world, this present world, evil. Understand that. This present world is called evil. It is not a place of neutrality for Christians. It is at war against us, but we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us. He won the victory for us, and we have to stand in that victory by faith. Okay, so we are people who acknowledge that we have deliverance. Delivered us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever, forever. Forever and ever we are glorifying the Lord. That's what we should be doing in our life now. And remember, this life on earth is a vapor according to the book of James. What you do now matters into eternity. And God wants us to do those good works that he mentioned. We didn't, of course, work for our salvation. Christ paid for that. But he does expect us now to do the good works. We've been created unto good works. And that means that we can't be people that are led astray by the world's agenda and led astray by various things which keep us away from doing what God wants us to do. Let's have a look, and we'll finish off with this. Romans 12, 1 and 2. And we know these scriptures quite well, but it bears having a look at this. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do you prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Well, it must be through that transformation process of, well, it's actually through both presenting your body as a living sacrifice, so you're doing what God wants you to do, and to be conformed, not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we must be people that have our minds thinking along the lines of what God wants us to know. And isn't that what we read before about knowing the Holy Scriptures? Knowing the truth. And that's what God wants us to be as people, as children of light. People that aren't walking in darkness, but have the light of the Word of God coming into our hearts and walking in that light. The light of God's Word, the light of God's truth. Glory to God. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for the light that you have given to your people, the light that you've given to the church. We thank you, Father, for the Word of God, the precious Word. We thank you, Lord, for the truth that's in our hearts, that's in our lives. And Father, we commit ourselves to be people of the truth and walk in the light of God. And Lord, where we have gone astray, we ask that you show us, that we may correct that in our lives, and if necessary, repent and go your way. In Jesus' name, we ask. Thank you, Lord.